Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network. This is Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer. If it's a car, motorcycle, boat, or anything else with an engine in San Diego, it's on Racer Radio. Now, here's your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio, the only motorsports show in San Diego. FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer. I'm Dave.
And I'm Michelle.
And this segment is brought to you by the good folks at San Diego Carburetor and Fuel Injection, 6622 University Avenue in San Diego. Go to sdcarb.com, sdcarb.com. Well, we don't have a ton of motorsports stuff, so I had a great interview I did with Steve Torrance, who was Top Fuel champion last year.
NHRA.
And we're going to be going to see him. That's the other thing we got to do.
Soon.
We got to get our credentials.
It's February.
Did we get our credentials yet?
Not yet.
All right, we'll work on that.
Yep.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and rerun that interview because Steve is such a great guy. Take a listen.
Awesome guy.
You know, folks, I do a lot of interviews, but every once in a while I get to do an interview like I'm going to do with Steve Torrance, the new NHRA Top Fuel champion. Him and the Capco boys, I don't think I've ever seen a team work so hard in 1 year after a disappointing loss in 2017. Steve, welcome to the show.
Hey, man. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate that.
Dude, were you focused in 2018 or were you focused?
Yeah, you know, finishing the season the way that we did, it didn't pan out the way we wanted it to in 17, but we came back with a vengeance, and everybody'd been in that situation. Everybody'd been in that pressure, so we handled it differently this year, and the focus and just intensity level that not only myself but every one of those Capco boys carried throughout the season was what it took.
And do you know what kind of trouble you would have been in from your mama if you hadn't won this year?
Mama K might would have been a little fired up at us. She's super supportive, and she's a big part of the success that we've had. She keeps us all in line and keeps us in check whether we need it or not.
Yeah, but you know what? If you look at NHRA and you look at the history of NHRA, you know, 99.9% of it, people never make it to the top without mom and dad, brothers and sisters,
yeah,
aunts and uncles. Am I right?
You're absolutely correct. I mean, and that's just what it is. It's family-based.
Yeah, and people need to understand that. You know, if you've got kids out there that maybe are into kind of gearheads but they don't want to do anything else, get them in a junior dragster. Get them to the track. Hell, you can run up to Steve Torrance's pits and he'll drag you inside, give you a rag or a wrench, and show you what it's all about, right?
That's 100% true. I mean, we took Tanner Gray's brother, and put him to work. And, I mean, look how good he's turned out. The last 2 years, he's won more races than his brother did collectively, and he got a championship at a way younger age. He's only 13. So, it's been pretty neat to be able to be on the other side of the ropes. I was the young kid at the ropes watching those drivers, watching those guys work on those cars and wanting to be there. And heck, now I am. And I finally figured out the ropes aren't to keep the fans out. It's to keep the drivers and the crew in.
Isn't that the truth? Well, I tell you what, I go to Pomona at the end of the season, the beginning of the season. I go into the pits, I get my nitro burn, and then I'm good for almost the rest of the year. I just don't have the money. I'd love to follow you guys around and do radio, but that is just harder than it seems. Hey, tell us about this big event you did at your hometown, Kilgore, Texas. I guess you're the big dog now out there.
Well, you know, where I come from, the neighborhoods out there where you guys are at are the same size as our town. We got about 12,000 people in Kilgore. Last night was our 88th annual Christmas parade. I got to be honored with the opportunity to be the Grand Marshal of the Christmas parade. So they put me up in front. Anybody that knew what drag racing was clapping and yelling for us. That was pretty neat. And then tomorrow night, we're going to have a meet and greet downtown Kilgore with a lot of the fans that have supported us from the community. You're going to be able to come out and hang out and talk to them all.
Wow, that is so fantastic. I mean, you know, like I said, I've been watching NHRA longer than I care to admit. And, you know, you really, I mean, you and I like calling them the Capco boys. And with that being said, explain to the listeners, who is Capco? What is Capco?
Capco is an oil and gas pipeline construction company. That's my family's business. My dad started the company in 1995 and has grown it to what it is now. And we've been very fortunate, very blessed, and just to be successful and go out and do well. And on top of that, you know, be able to field a top fuel car from our family business.
Yeah, not only one, but two, because your dad drives as well.
And he does a good job when he does it. I'm telling him he needs to come out more, but then when you say that, it's a double-edged sword, because then you got to race him more often.
I was just going to say, you don't want him coming out anymore, because when he comes...
No, I don't.
That dude does well. Well, you know, the old acorn didn't fall too far from the tree, as the old saying goes.
I know, but it rolled too close now, so he's a tough competitor. He and I have had some of the best races of the season.
Yeah. Well, without a shadow of a doubt. I mean, neither one of you guys are willing to give an inch. I mean, if one of you guys is going to win, you know, it's because you earned it. It wasn't because you gave it away.
Yes, sir, and that's how we've always been. I mean, we've raced motorcycles, bicycles, go-karts, wheelbarrows, anything we could race, we raced competitively at it. It's just how it goes.
I know. It's crazy. So, you know, a lot of people may not know this, but you're a survivor of Hodgkin's lymphoma as a teenager. I mean, that had to be, and at 35, what, you had to go underneath more chemotherapy? So, but right now, you know, God bless you, you're cancer-free.
Yeah, I had Hodgkin's lymphoma when I was 17, and then was able to get through that and come out of that with really no problems whatsoever. And then a few years ago, I had a heart attack as a result of the radiation treatment. But I mean, just small bumps in the road. You got to keep going, and it just is. Sometimes it's like going to a checkpoint. It makes you get on your toes again.
Well, it also makes you appreciate every morning when you get up out of bed, too.
100%.
And everybody around you, you know, whether it be teams, whether it be fans, whether it be sponsors, it doesn't make no difference. You know, it does. It just makes you – I feel that way only because I'm old. You know, I mean, I haven't had, thank God, any real medical issues. But I know it's – you know, people a lot of times take this for granted, and you can't. But NHRA keeps you grounded. I mean – next year is not going to be easy because you now have the bullseye on your back.
You know, you're absolutely correct. I mean, I think that we had the bullseye pretty good on our back this year. We went out and won twice as many races as anybody last year. Though we didn't get the championship, we were by far the most dominant car of the season. So when we came out this year, we all had a little different attitude. We didn't have a point to prove. We felt that we'd already proved it, so now we just needed to go out and try to do it again and I think that that's the same mindset that we'll go into 2019 with, is just go out and race our own race and try to qualify well and go four rounds on Sunday. And it's very easy to say, it's harder to do, but we were able to execute that plan and go, especially through the countdown, go six out of six and just taking that one round at a time.
Well, I got to tell you, I was watching, I watched you, like I say, every weekend, and I told my wife, you know, in January a year ago, I said, you better watch out for Steve. She goes, what do you mean? Did you see the way he left 2017? You think that boy's going to let anything slip through the cracks? He is going to come with a vengeance. And you did. And now the question is, you guys, you want it, but I don't think you're going to lose a thing. I think you're going to come back just as strong as you did in 2018. I mean, I may be wrong, but that's just, I read people pretty well, and that's what I've seen.
Well, I think that winning a championship's no different than winning a race. You need to be
right
in that situation. You need to handle the pressure. And you have to learn how to win a race. Even if you go out there and you do the best, you can let the pressure get to you. And we learned how to do it in 17, and we were able to go execute that in 18. And I think that it'll never be easy, but when you've been in those situations, you've been in that position, you handle it differently. That's why Tony Schumacher does so well in those high-pressure situations. He's been there numerous times.
Yeah. And he hasn't done it in a while, but, you know, he's still somebody you got to reckon with. I mean, you know, of course, you can't take anybody for granted in Top Fuel. I mean, there has been some people coming out of the woodworks with a very small team, very small budget, and do well.
There has been. And, yeah, you can't take Tony for granted ever. I mean, he may be an old dog, but he'll still bite you every now and then. So he's won more championships than anybody. He didn't do that by just luck.
Yeah, he sure as heck did, boy. And I tell you, I've interviewed him. We used to drag our radio gear up to Pomona. And I remember him coming in, sitting down and chatting with me one time. And when he walked in the door, you could feel the chill. I mean, you could feel it. It's like, God dang, dude. You know, but it was a great interview. just a great interview. But, I mean, don't make the hair stand up on the back of your neck when that man walks in the room.
Yeah, it will. I mean, I've gotten to know him a little bit.
Hey, that doesn't mean you can't.
I've got to know him a little bit, so it doesn't get to me as much.
I know. Well, hey, I know you're busy as can be. Congratulations on 2018. I'm really, really looking forward to following you in 2019. I'm going to try to get. I missed the press event at Pomona this year because I knew you were going to be in the meet and greet in Denver, and I just couldn't get up there quick enough. But I'm definitely going to make a point. And I'll come up and see you in January. I'm sure they'll have a media meet and greet, and I'll definitely stop by and chat with you. And I'll keep on top of Densmore because I'm going to follow your career, you know, because that's what I do when I have racers on my show. I kind of follow their career, and we'll have you call in every once in a while and talk about some of your other sponsors. You want to throw them out there? Because that's what I teach the kids to do, always talk about your sponsors.
I got the best sponsors in the group, my mom and dad, and all these boys at Capco Contractors are the – No, they are the baddest pipeline contractors around. We may not be the biggest, but we get the most done. So that's the guys that keep us out here and keep us going, and I got to give all the thanks and gratitude to them.
Yes, you do, and I totally agree. All right, I'm going to let you go. The only thing I need you to do is go give Mama a great big hug and tell her it's from the old guy in San Diego.
I can do that. Thank you, brother. I appreciate you having me on.
All right, we'll be talking soon.
All right, adios.
All right, folks, Steve Torres, NHRA Top Fuel Champion. We'll talk to him later.
All right, folks, hey, welcome back. You are listening to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
I'm Dave.
And I'm Michelle.
And this segment's brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where nobody, absolutely nobody, treats you better than El Cajon Ford. 1595 East Main Street in El Cajon, family-owned and operated. Looking for a new car? They got them. Looking for a used car? Did you know that 80% of the used cars on their lot are trade-ins? They don't go to the auction. They send to the auction. They support Barona Circle Track, and I want to throw a big thanks out to Barona. They are going to put a Racer Radio sign on the backstretch at Barona Speedway.
Woo-hoo.
I'm so thrilled to death.
Ooh. Thank you to the Salazars for that.
Absolutely. And Kevin Bates, who owns, graphics?
Victory Graphics.
Victory Graphics.
Sure.
He's going to do the artwork. I have to admit, it was kind of cute. Salazar says, hey, Dave, get a hold of your art department.
Yep.
I go,
it's Victory Graphics.
That's my art department. Hey, yes. Without getting too involved, let's talk to a really great supporter of motorsports. He's been doing this. Gosh, I don't know. I'm not even going to ask his age. But Eric Evans, that guy, he loves putting kids in his cars. He likes putting anybody that wants to drive his car. He's got a two-seat Camaro that'll make you curl your hair.
Sounds good.
And he also is just such a supporter of local racing, and he's on right now. Eric, how you doing, buddy?
Fantastic, Dave and Michelle. Happy New Year. Thank you guys for having me on.
Oh, same
you're
to you.
Always welcome. Anytime you want to come in, kick tires, and talk cars, you know, you're just such a gearhead. And by the way, folks, Eric was heavily responsible for the celebrity race they did last year. I mean, he went out, he got the cars, he got them ready, and I think the gang at Fox 5 went out and probably had the time of their life. And, you know, on air and publicly, I really want to thank you for your support. You just do such a great job to keep local grassroots racing alive and well in San Diego County.
Well, thank you, guys. I really appreciate that. And we're having some celebrity races again this year. And it has been told to me by Troy Salazar that we cannot possibly have a correct celebrity race unless we had Dave Stahl in one of our celebrity cars.
Yep.
There's no such thing as a celebrity race unless Dave Stahl is in one of the cars.
Agreed. Well,
I'm not a celebrity. I'm happy to do it. And there's nothing I would like to do better than to get out there and have some fun. But I want to go back, and I do appreciate that, but I want to kind of go back. Talk to me a little bit about your training system that you've put together for young drivers.
So what we have is we have a three-tier system for our younger drivers at Verona Speedway. We start them out as young as 5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I tell most people, they think 5 years old, wow, that's pretty young to start. Well, you know, you think about it, these kids can drive their Barbie Corvettes and Barbie Jeeps and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Why not stick them in a race car? Believe it or not, while it sounds dangerous, it is safer than playing baseball, playing football, cheerleading. We have had in the last few years, other than an occasional bump and a bruise, we've had zero reported injuries in any of our junior divisions. Our ambulance is standing by. And it is just completely safe. The kids have fun. So we start them at five. 5 to 8 years old is our mini dwarf sportsman divisions. Once they become 9 years old or older, we move them up to the mini dwarf masters, which is we give them a little bit. As they move up through the ranks, they get a little more speed. The cars are built a little bit more, a little better. Gives the parents a little more of a challenge. They can start fiddling with the cars a little bit more. And then we also move them up to our junior sprints, which is basically a scaled-down sprint car. They run a World Formula racing engine from Briggs & Stratton, and we run them up until the kids are 14 years old. And I'm happy to report we have kids this season, 2019, that are moving from our junior divisions. They are moving up into our full-size car divisions, which is great. We have drivers who started in our youngest class who are now track champions in our modified division and in other divisions at Verona Speedway. So our system works, and it's great. It gets parents involved. It keeps the kids involved. You know, dad can have his race car and buy one for, you know, his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
They both can go out and race, and everybody's happy, and it's just a good, proven system that works.
What a great program.
Well, and so let's back up just a little bit. First division, top speed.
Top speed, I would say they're probably in our little tiny circle, which is probably a 16th of a mile. It's not that big of a circle. They're probably doing 30 miles an hour.
Right.
Doesn't sound like a lot. Until you're standing 2 feet away from them cars going 30 miles an hour, realizing that at any second, you can get wiped out by one of those things. I am also their flag man, so I know.
Yeah.
In the 4 seasons that I've been their flag man, I've been chased out of the flag stand more times than I can count, and only one child has got me, and that was my grandson, who is the... And that happened the last race of the season in 2018. Was not his fault. He came off the turn. His right front suspension broke. And right as he got in front of me, the car just made a hard right-hand turn. And he cleaned my clock. I was able to jump, but he got me. He didn't realize it at the time. But, you know, it's safe.
And you don't bounce that well. You don't bounce that well. Hey, Racer Radio is going to get you enrolled in dance scene, you know.
Ballet.
Yeah, well,
like they do it for the football players.
I'll send you to Dave Arcee's wife. She'll show
you
some moves.
Perfect.
That way, no one's ever going to run over you again, Twinkle Toes.
Learn how to tumble throughout. Yeah.
Well, hopefully she can teach me the boot scoot and boogie.
Yeah.
That's what needs to happen sometimes.
I know. And, you know, the other bonus, and you really have a lot to do with it as well, because you do teach these kids correctly. And once they get the bug, folks, you, the parents, have got these kids right where you want them. You want straight A's? They'll get straight A's. You want them to clean your room? They'll clean their room. Why? Because all you got to do is take the race car away. And I don't know a kid out there that races at Verona that wouldn't just have a canary if you took that race car away.
Oh, you are absolutely right. And my youngest daughter is a straight A student.
I know. Yeah.
I firmly believe it is directly due to racing cars. And, you know, all of our children are very smart.
Right.
They take the time to learn. We teach them. We teach them the right way of racing, how to be sportsmen about it.
Right.
You know, how to show humility. And, you know, all of these kids, they just do such a great job. I mean, I give them so much respect for to see a 5, 6, 7-year-old child out there racing a car. They have to drive to the racetrack and be in a car seat.
Right.
To the racetrack. They get out, put on the fire suit and a helmet, jump in a race car and go racing.
Yeah. And you bring up a good point. Fire suit, helmet, fire retardant underwear, socks, special. Do they have to wear a Hans device in that lower division?
They do not. At the very minimum, they have to wear a neck roll.
Yeah, those neck rolls are great. That started out in the karting world. And you know, the thing of it is, you know, not only are you teaching them how to race a car, but guess what? When they do get ready to drive normally on the highways and the byways, they're way safer than what we got out there right now, folks, because they know racing is for the track and driving is for the roads. I know that, you know, pure and simple.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And our kids are thoroughly trained. Even when they're just driving around our pit area on their way to staging and stuff like that, we have them put their helmet on. So just in case, so no accidents will happen. So if they bump into anything, they don't hit their head on anything. You know, we take the safety of our junior divisions. That is probably the biggest priority of anybody out there on the racetrack, is making sure that those kids are no more than 20 feet away from a fire extinguisher. The ambulance is sitting right there. We take every safety precaution we possibly can for these kids, and it has paid off because we have had zero reported injuries in our kids' divisions, other than, you know, an occasional they'll bump their elbow on something. But, you know, they're going to do that riding their bicycle as well. So,
right.
You know, we take it very seriously. In 2019, we've mandated that everybody has to update their helmets for this year. So everybody's getting new safety equipment. We fall in line with all major sanctioning bodies on the requirements for our children for safety. And, you know, the parents, I know it's hard to keep the kids in school shoes and things like that, but we do require them to maintain their safety equipment. And Dave, Michelle, I'm not going to lie, our kids are better equipped than some of the adults. I mean, we can't save the adults from themselves, but we darn sure can make sure that the kids are doing it right.
It's true.
Without a shadow of a doubt. Hey, Brittany just sent me a text. You have some kind of a track announcement?
Oh, I have a lot of track announcements.
Well,
if you guys have the time.
Yeah, go for it.
We have a lot of exciting things that are happening this year at Verona Speedway.
Well, I'll tell you what.
A lot of exciting things.
Are you in the middle of something? Can you call back at 3:45? Because we have nobody for the 3:45, and you can come back and do track announcements.
I would be happy to.
Killer.
Absolutely.
All right, buddy. Let's go ahead and take a quick break. We come back. We're going to get you back on at 3:45. Eric Evans, the professor. I like that. I'm going to get you a shirt. It says Professor.
The Verona Professor.
Verona Professor. Right. FM 96.1 AM 1170. The Answer. I'm Dave.
And I'm Michelle.
And we will be right back. All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. This is FM 96.1 AM 1170. The Answer. I'm Dave. Uh-oh, somebody didn't turn you up. Try that again.
Show.
There you go.
Testing,
rookie.
Testing.
Rookie behind the wheel.
Hi, Hannah.
She slid off into the ditch. She's coming back up, sliding sideways, throwing mud.
And she's in.
Woohoo! She made it. Hey, this segment's brought to you by the good folks at Paris Auto Speedway. Let me tell you what, folks. If you've not been to Paris Auto Speedway, you haven't seen good quality racing. Paris Auto Speedway. Go to www.parisautospeedway.com. Parisautospeedway.com.
And their schedule is up.
Their schedule is up. It's been up. And we have a very, very special guest in the house. You talk about professors. This guy is the professor when it comes to sprint car racing. Runs out of Ventura Speedway. And it's the Corey Kruseman Sprint Car School. And we got the man himself. You're going to the Chili Bowl, my friend?
Yes, sir. How are you guys today? And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. And, oh, my gosh, you have got to be excited. How many cars are you going to represent?
We got six of them going this year. So we've got a pretty crazy fleet, from road race people to guys that have never raced anything professionally to guys that have won sprint car main events running for us this year. So, you know, Lucas Oil gives us a pretty good opportunity to build a good team. So we're pretty excited.
Hey, do you have any cars coming out of San Diego?
Nope, nothing. Okay. So all of our cars are built in-house.
Because
so
you know I'm trying to put you know I'm trying to put you on TV.
I know. And I appreciate how much effort you've put into it. And if we weren't so darn crazy busy, which is a great thing, I would be down there beating your door down.
I'm just going to get a tractor trailer, come up, steal some cars, handcuff you, drag you down. Like you need a
stuck in the trailer. You just need to get up here and get it.
I might just do that. But tell us a little bit. Well, first off, tell us a little bit about the Chili Bowl. Why is that such a big deal?
You know, it's there's no mad science to it. There's, you know, two families took a chance building this race. And for the people that don't know, we race midgets. So it looks like a sprint car, but it's only a 4-cylinder, 330 horsepower. And the racetrack, the grandstands, a trade show, over 250 semis, 375 race cars are inside one building at one time.
I just can't even imagine.
No, it's a
and it gets better.
Yeah, okay.
We're racing for a plastic trophy.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's indoors. You know? Don't forget, it's indoors.
Yeah, and there's no money. Yeah. There's no big money.
I think it's up to $10,000. Wow. Right now, but okay. I know that the first year I wanted it paid $2,000. The second year I wanted it paid $2,500. So they've gotten a little bit of help, but to run 10th in it pays, I don't know, like $500.
Wow.
So it's, you know, it's still an event that's awesome because you're going to have NASCAR guys there. You're going to have IndyCar guys. You're going to have NHRA. You're going to have open wheels. You name it. It's a bucket list. It's just fun. The way I explain it is it's like going to a trade show because you see all the neatest, coolest, latest stuff, but there's actually a race there as well.
Wow. And it's not a one-day race either.
No, they've actually extended it this year. We race 5 days, our prelims. It used to be four. So now they started a practice, used to be on Monday. Now there's a one round of practice Monday morning, and we go into racing Monday night. So you break the field into, I guess that would be 20% each night, and then you score points. So let's say you're the highest point guy, you're starting in the A main on Saturday in the first maybe 10 positions.
Wow.
If you are the lowest points guy, you are starting in, let's call it the Z main event. And the Z main event, they're going to take two transfers that goes to the X main event and on up alphabets. We call it alphabet soup.
Man, can you imagine scoring that event?
Yeah, I know this. My car, my number's been 21 for a long time.
Uh-huh.
Last year, there was 21 cars.
No kidding. So you almost had to do the whole alphabet, 21A, 21B.
Yeah, it was crazy. And so, you know, we have transponders, obviously.
Sure.
And a lot of it is scored by that, but if you don't have a number that they can't see, they are gladly make you put a fluorescent pink K or M or
F
right next to your number. So, yeah, you spent all this time and money on this wonderful paint job or wrap.
Right.
And then they put this outstanding color next to your everything else that matches.
And after all the money you spent on getting that car.
Oh, the humiliation.
Oh, yeah. My God.
That's but it's awesome. It's you know, I mean, Tony Stewart obviously is the name that most of us know.
Yeah,
he does the track prep there now. Years he does. He runs the motor grader, which is awesome because you know he's kind of the racer's racer. You know, we've been good friends for a long time, but he treats the racetrack like a job. You know, he tells me all the time he gets paid to do it.
Yeah.
He gets the same thing that the next guy gets, and it's like $100 a day.
Yeah.
And he works his ass off. So it's fun.
And nobody knows dirt better than Tony Stewart. Nobody.
No, he's one of the best, I'll tell you.
He absolutely is. Well, you know, I was sitting here thinking about, winning the Chili Bowl, because all the top names are going to be there. Kyle Larson's going to be there. You know, a ton of NASCAR guys, a lot of open wheel guys. I kind of relate it to winning Pebble Beach, you know, with a classic car.
very much.
Wouldn't
very
you say much. That's kind of the, it's a prestige thing more than it is yeah. anything, and, if, and especially if you can win the Chili Bowl, and you've done it how many years in a row, or how many years have you won it?
I've won it twice. I finished in the top 10. Wow. I'm sorry, in the top six, 10 years in a row. So we had a streak going for a while.
Yeah.
But, you know, the problem, and it's not a problem, is now you used to have to fabricate parts of your car. So you would buy a lot of it, 75% of your car, and you'd build the rest of it.
Right.
Well, now you can buy the best of the best. You call up, you know, Midget Mart, and they send you the parts, and everybody's got the same car. It's lightweight. It's the same motors. So there's so much luck involved. There's, it's a matter of you not doing something dumb, but let's just say the car in front of you doesn't take off.
Yeah.
Or right. you get ran over from behind and get a flat tire.
Yeah.
It kills your whole weekend in a lap that you have no control over. Yeah. That's what makes it so prestigious.
Right.
And, you know, I've been lucky in my career. I've raced Indy cars. I've raced some NASCAR stuff. I've done a lot of really neat stuff. Everything good has come from the Chili Bowl. I've won the world championship. I won the USAC titles. I was number one in the nation. I won Australia and New Zealand titles.
Wow.
But when I put my IndyCar deal together, it was sitting at Chili Bowl. When I put my truck deal together, it was sitting at Chili Bowl. Sure. When I did my school, it was at Chili Bowl.
Wow.
When I got hired by Tony Stewart to run for Coca-Cola in Mopar, I was at the Chili Bowl. So the opportunity is just endless.
So let me ask you this. Is there any openings between now and the Chili Bowl for me to come up and play on your track in the school?
I wish.
Yeah. I mean, you got to be working 7 days a week, dude. You got to be working 7 days a week.
We just loaded the semi.
All right.
About an hour ago because rain's supposed to be in.
Oh, yeah.
The semi leaves Tuesday night. And we shut the door, and somebody looked at me and said, "Hey, where's all our sponsor barricades?" I went, "Well, I don't know. Where are they?" And they go, "You gave them to some kids last year that wanted your autographs."
Oh,
and I went, "Oh, crap."
Oh,
so
crap.
I'm right now in the process of building 10 different banner barricades. Because somebody's dumb butt gave them away.
Yeah, but I don't know who that guy was, but you know.
It's always something.
It's always something. So after Chili Bowl, will the school sort of calm down so people could actually come up and,
Yeah, we're booking in March.
Wow.
I think January obviously sold out. February, I looked, there might be one or two openings. I think we're already booking in March. We actually just added a Paris school, which is something we don't do a lot of.
Really?
We added a Paris school in February. I want to say it's a February 20th. It's on a Tuesday. It's actually for a group from BMW. So BMW has a driving school that does a road race type driving school. And they send a lot of their instructors to me to train their instructors.
Sweet.
So I think I got, 12 or 14 of them coming out to Paris for the day.
Nice.
That is awesome.
Yeah, so I got the best job in the whole world. You know, I tell everybody, it's like Santa Claus, because everybody comes to school, usually has a great time, and it's, I'm the jolly fat guy, but I get paid to do it, so it's kind of fun.
I heard everybody that goes to your school has a phenomenal time, so don't give me that. They don't all have, because, everybody I've talked to that's gone to that school says you are such a great instructor, along with the rest of your team, because you do it. You know, there's nothing you don't know that the person in the school knows. Because you've ate it, drank it, slept it, fallen off of it, stubbed your toe. You've done it all.
A lot of years, I've been very fortunate to have good people around me. And my crew is incredible. I wouldn't trade one of them for two others.
Right.
I got a great group. And I just actually got another instructor in training right now. That's another sprint car racer.
Sure.
So,
cool.
And like I tell everybody at my school is, if I teach it to you, it's because I know it.
Right.
And I can prove it to you.
Yeah.
If I don't teach it to you, it's because I don't know it. But I do know enough people, I'll get my butt on the telephone and I'll find it out before you leave. So we're going to have an answer. And it's not going to be a made up one. So.
No. Exactly. And that's really the cool thing about it. And now that school... the Paris thing is not open to the general public because you're going to be doing BMW, but your track is at right on the ocean.
Yes.
In Ventura.
Ventura Raceway. Yes.
So.
It's, yeah, and we like it. I love Paris. Obviously, Paris was one of the tracks I won most of my races and, sure. and did most of my career at. And the people there are absolutely incredible. It is real sprint car racing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, to the core because of the speed and the fun. And it's such a different shape. But what's nice for us at Ventura teaching the school is the speeds are not as high as they are at Paris. We'll get to 100 miles an hour instead of 140. Right. But at 100 miles an hour, that's where we're throwing the car sideways.
Right.
So, you know, if we just something does go wrong, usually we have a better chance of keeping you a little under control and saving you a little bit of money instead of knocking the concrete fences down.
Yeah, no
and,
kidding.
Then everybody has a little bit more fun. Now, don't get me wrong. We've all had our bad days. But for the most part, that it's pretty easy for us to instruct at Ventura. And once you learn how to run it at a little racetrack, let me tell you, it makes a big racetrack a whole lot easier.
Yeah. Yeah, without a shadow of a doubt. And so I guess if people want to find out more about the school, Corey Kruseman.
You can, yeah, go to Kruseman.com. All you got to do is type in the internet to Google Sprint Car Schools, and it's going to come to me.
All right,
so
buddy.
I'm about the only one in the nation doing it.
No kidding.
There'll be one pop up here and there, you know, and they'll last about a year or 6 months. But we just passed our 20-year mark 2 months ago.
Congratulations, my friend. Congratulations.
Pretty exciting. We're looking through some of the names, you know, from Paul Newman, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
It was a great story. He flew his helicopter, or his pilot flew their helicopter, into the center of the infield, landed in the center of the infield, and we raced sprint cars around $1 million.
Ah!
Wow.
Hey, buddy, when are you leaving? You're leaving Tuesday for Chili Bowl?
Tuesday. Yes, sir. It starts next Monday. We're on the racetrack on Monday.
All right. Hey, wish you all the luck in the world. And if it turns out that you come out on top, you can always call me prior to any Chili Bowl, and we'd be happy to do it.
Guys, you're the best. I really appreciate your time.
All right.
Happy New Year to everybody, and hopefully we'll get some people to come up here and drive some race cars.
There you go. Keep the rubber side down, the shiny side up, my friend. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thanks, Corey.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
All right, we're going to take a little break right here on FAM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
She knows what she's doing. You're listening to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
And this segment is brought to you by Certified Car Clinic out there at 11370 North Woodside Avenue in lovely Santee. They work on your car, race cars, dune buggies, you know, you name it. Matt can definitely turn some wrenches and on any and the above. And if you're looking for those hose specialties, those trick wired hoses underneath your car, they do that as well. Go to hosespecialties.com, hosespecialties.com. All right, hey, we got Eric Evans back on the line. He was nice enough to call back in. What the heck do we have him call in for? I forgot.
Well, he's going to talk about some of the track announcements.
Oh, that's right. What you got, son?
We didn't have time for him to get those in the first segment.
Yeah.
Welcome back, Eric.
Well, thank you very much for having me on again. Let me tell you, in the break, you know, it's tough guy to follow, Corey Kruseman, let me tell you.
Well, yeah, let me tell you.
I know. I feel bad for you. I know.
Yeah. Little tough guy to follow, but we'll do our best.
Do your best. Just do your thing.
During that break, let me tell you, my phone was just going to town because we have half of Verona Speedway sitting in their cars and in their pickup trucks listening to your show right now because I have put it out on social media that you know, all of these announcements that we're making have not been made public. You can only hear this on Racer Radio.
Exclusive.
This is why I like you, I swear.
All right.
Yeah, so you guys have more than half of Verona Speedway just sitting in pickup trucks.
Wow.
Listening, waiting for these announcements, and I'm proud to be the one that gets to make these announcements.
All right. What do you want to start with?
Salazar, Well, let me start by thanking the Salazar family and, Todd and Judy and Trish and Troy. They have put in a tremendous amount of time and effort in the offseason and trying to steer us all in the right direction. Mm-hmm. Between them, our fantastic track personnel that we have, the people that run that track when you get there from day in and day out, and all of our marketing partners that we have, we're making 2019 be our best year ever that we've ever had at Verona Speedway. We have a lot of really wonderful things going on. From we're bringing in more clay this year, and it's getting ready to start. They're getting ready to bring it in. I think last year we did 600 truckloads of clay, which is, I mean, that's quite an undertaking if you think about 600 individual trucks coming in, most of them with trailers, dumping material to help with our racetrack. That's a bunch. So we're doing that. We're going to add some banking, which is going to speed up this racetrack. Mm. Not that it wasn't already fast before, but now we're gonna make little rocket ships out there. This track is going to be fast. And one of our biggest announcements is we're going to the transponder system. Yes, we're going, you know, full on 21st century here. We're getting up to date. We're going to have transponders. It's going to make the finishes. I mean, we'll be able to tell lap times, lap speeds, track records, finishing order. All of this stuff will be right there. They make apps for your smartphone that you'll be able to look, and you'll be able to view your heat race lineup from just looking at your smartphone. So a bunch of technologies going into the racetrack, which very expensive, but we have wonderful marketing partners out at Verona Speedway, so we're working on those.
Eric, can you turn off your radio? Because we're getting a little bit of buzzing. Yeah.
My radio's not on.
Yeah, I knew his radio was. But whatever you did, you sound fine. Continue on.
There we go.
Okay, yeah. So our opening day is going to be April 6th. That will be our very first race of the season. We're going to have an open practice 2 weeks prior, which will be March 23rd. And that'll be all divisions. All divisions will be able to come out and practice your vehicles from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. on March 23rd. And then once again, our opening night is April 6th. We will have our IMCA modifieds, Western States dwarf cars, our street stocks, pure stocks, our pony stocks. We're combining two classes of pony stocks. We're going to make one class out of them. Of course, we're going to have our kids divisions, our junior sprints, mini dwarfs. We will have those kids out there. But I'm also really excited to announce the return of the California Lightning Sprints to Verona Speedway.
Yay!
They will be there kicking off our season opener with us, which is really exciting. And on top of that, this year we will be having 360 sprint cars also running at Verona Speedway, which is just incredibly awesome. I've been making phone calls all day trying to round myself up a 360 sprint car, because I want to drive a 360 sprint car. So I'm diligently looking to see if I can find a 360 sprint car that some sponsor will help me with and let me run for them. We're also going to be doing, we're going to welcome the SoCal Oval Carters are going to come out and run with us.
Oh, cool.
We're also going to be doing some side-by-sides. So everybody that goes to the desert, We're gonna make a couple divisions, so they can bring their desert toys out and run some side by sides out there.
Wow.
We have a figure eight race on the schedule, which is awesome. That's a very big draw, and I've been fortunate enough to run all the figure eight races that have been run out there. And let me tell you, it takes a certain kind of driver to, be going 80, 90 miles an hour through that X, knowing that another car could just wipe you out at any second. It takes some intestinal fortitude, let's say that. We also are going to be doing some Verona Speedway Open Comp Lightning Sprints. We're going to have one winged race and two non-wings. So we're going to have lightning sprints with no wings on them, which makes for really, really exciting racing. Not that the wings aren't great, but when you take the wings off, the drivers show up. So gets rid of all that aero. Also, we're going to be doing lawnmowers again. And we're fortunate enough to see these lawnmowers. These things are insane. If you can imagine a lawnmower that would light your hair on fire, that's what these things are, and that's what these things do. We're also going to have a pure stock enduro this year. which is fantastic. Probably, you know, a little bit of extra money, whole bunch of cars, wet down the racetrack, turn them loose, and, you know, whoever can survive it wins it kind of thing.
Wow.
And then on to our celebrity races that, you know, we need to get it in writing that Dave Stahl is going to be there, because I personally will build him a special car with a special match set of tires just for him to go out there, compete against our local celebrities.
Just make sure it has all four spark plug wires attached.
We will do our best. We make sure all spark plug wires. I know you have a helmet because I've seen you with one before. So
I got everything, dude. I carry my bag in my car when I get anywhere near a racetrack. I mean, just like you, right? Is your bag not in your car?
You know what? You would be surprised how many times I've showed up at the racetrack with just my helmet and fire suit and wound up driving a race car that night.
I know.
Just because I had my gear. So, you know, I've made a career out of have helmet, will travel kind of thing. But, you know, our staff at Verona Speedway have really gone the extra mile this season to make sure that the racers, the fans, you know, have everything that they need to make this a real successful season. We want to reward our fans by not only our loyal fans that show up week in and week out, we want to bring in new fans. And so we're offering, you know, different types of racing. We're open to almost anything, any kind of racing. I mean, if we can get somebody in a wheelbarrow or in a, it, you know, really it does our skateboard. If we can get skateboards up there, if we can get six of them, we can race them. So,
yeah, Dave and I were talking about SUV races.
Oh, you were talking about SUV races. Hey, Eric, just because I got a text from somebody to put your kid in one of your classes, what's the cost?
Our average cost for one of our mini dwarfs, it ranges anywhere from $2,000 to $4,000, and that's if you have nothing.
No. I'm talking about the class that you teach.
Oh, well, you know, that would be our I don't teach any classes, but if they show up, I would kindly give them any kind of instructions that they need, and that's free of charge.
You know? I heard it was a tri-tip sandwich. I heard something about how you get paid by tri-tip sandwiches. I don't know where I heard that.
Well, to look at my body type, you would think so, but...
I didn't say that.
But no, I am glad to help anybody. Anybody who shows an interest in it, I just want people to get excited about the same things that I get excited about. And if they're willing to show up and they're willing to put in the hard work, I will steer them in the right direction. And like Corey Cruzman said before me, if I don't know the answer, we'll make phone calls and we'll get the right answers going. And you know, there's been a lot of kids that have showed up, and you know, we're gonna try this year and have a couple cars that, for parents who not sure if, you know, they don't want to make the investment, not sure if their child can handle it or if it's something they want to go. I'm going to try and have a couple cars so that they can come up, try it out on a practice night, see if that's something your child's interested in. And if they are, then we'll look on the internet. We'll find you a car somehow. There's plenty of cars out there. We pride ourselves at Verona Speedway that a car that's 10 years old is just as competitive as a car that was built yesterday. Our rules haven't changed. Our model has not changed of where we're trying to steer the kids. It hasn't changed year after year. We're keeping it the exact same. Last year's rules, the only thing we did was we pulled off 2018 and threw on 2019 on all the paperwork. So everything's good, and I'm willing to help anybody. Anybody that's willing to learn, I'm willing to help. So
right, good.
Yes.
Well,
and,
thanks, Eric.
And that's including Dave Stahl.
Yay. Well, yeah, of course. So
and
any
Michelle,
more?
I want to invite you into the celebrity race also. You know, I don't mean to exclude you. We want you to come out there and run these cars as well. I mean, you guys are very big sponsors of our program, and it helps us reach the masses by talking to you guys. So we, you know, you guys have a special place in our heart, and I will make sure you guys have a race car to go out there and play around with.
Well, we thank you. We love to, you know, obviously take care of our local track. And so it's no problem at all. Well, we have to wrap up the show, Eric. Thank you so much for calling back and making all those awesome announcements. And thanks again to the Salazars and to you for all that you do. And I really, really hope this season is going to be awesome for you guys and that we get you a 360 sprint car and get you out there and show us what you can do in a 360.
That is my goal. That is my goal. Wait,
well, if I know somebody who's got one, I'm going to hook you up.
Sounds good. I would appreciate that.
All right. Thanks so much, Eric, for calling in.
Thank you, guys. Love your show.
Yeah, thank you. All right. So if you would like more information, go to BaronaSpeedway.com. They will have their schedule up soon. And in the meantime, you can like Racer Radio on Facebook as well as You Auto Know. And check CarCentric.net. And signing off for myself and Dave Stahl, we are Racer Radio on FM 96.1 North County, AM 1170 San Diego. We are the answer. And happy trails.
Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network.